Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. My name is Ava Jules. If you're new here, I am the sole host of this show, and it's always just me talking to myself, but technically talking to you, which I'm grateful for your ears listening to this. Otherwise, this would just get lost in the abyss of the internet. So thanks for tuning in today. I hope you're having a good week when you're listening to this. I am kind of on a high right now. I did the most today. I've been like checking stuff off my to-do list, which has just put me in such a good mood. And I think what really did it right before this, like 10 minutes ago, I took an everything shower, which, you know, you do the whole works, head to toe, scrubbing clean. And I had on a playlist. I think I just added it to my public Spotify playlist recently, actually. It's called Power Trip. And it's just songs that put me in this like baddie mood, for lack of better words. But I'm just feeling super energized and excited to talk right now. So it's actually kind of the first human interaction I've really had today, other than going to a workout this morning. Now that I'm thinking about it, that makes sense, and I'm so excited to talk because I haven't really spoken to another human today. So perfect. Actually, that actually is perfect. Like, not sarcastically, it's perfect because now I can just unload everything on here, which is kind of the whole point of this show. Just talking about what's on my mind, different things that I'm thinking about at the moment, different topics. I feel like with this podcast, if you've listened for a while, you know this already, but if you're new here, I talk about a variety of things, from silly little story times, shocking story times, deeper stuff, mental health stuff, figuring your shit out stuff. So that's kind of the theme. The theme is that there really is not a theme. It's just whatever comes to my head. And there's a lot that goes on in here. So that's why this is called the On My Mind podcast, because then I can freely talk about whatever's going on in here. I'm coming off of a really good weekend. It was a 3-day weekend, which was so nice. So Micah had 3 days off, and the weekends have just become so important and fun to me because Micah works all throughout the week, morning to night, basically. So we don't really get to spend that much time together. So on the weekends, it's really fun because we'll just plan stuff and be social, do fun things, get out into the world. So it's been really fun and enjoyable. And honestly, him having such a rigid schedule has kind of made me have one. And I never really did because I work from home. I can create my own schedule. So I didn't really have clear-cut weekends, which is something I always really liked. I'm a person who really likes a schedule. That's why I honestly didn't mind. Like, I missed being in school a little bit because you have somewhere to be, somewhere you have to show up to. And when you work for yourself, you can kind of push the brake whenever you want. You can also push on the pedal, push on the gas more. And so I honestly really like having this schedule. I'll work during the week and then have the weekends off, which is obviously very normal, but not something I'm used to. So that's been really nice. We had a 3-day weekend, which was so, so fun. I went to the water park, which is like a random fun fact. And I had a good enough time that I'm coming on the podcast to like tell you about this. We have a water park here. It's called Wet n Wild. And I did just that. Like, I had so much fun. I had an annual membership at the water park when I was little. It was my favorite thing to do. It felt just so exciting when my parents would be like, okay, we're gonna go to the water park this weekend. And I would just be so stoked. I was even more stoked when I finally graduated from the kiddie section with like the miniature slides that like aren't that exciting, but they're exciting if you're like 2, 3, 4 years old, obviously. But when I finally got old enough and tall enough to ride the big girl rides, the big boy rides, whatever, I thrived. And so I haven't been there in over a decade. And we went. I went with Micah, his brother, and his brother's friend. And we had a freaking blast. I had so much fun. And afterwards, I was just in the best mood. I was like, why have I waited 10 years to do this again? Like, this is freaking awesome. And it's just funny. I feel like living here, you know, why would I pay $40, $50 to go to slides and like a water center when we live on an island? But it's different because you can, you know, it's just different. You get it. I'm someone who gets very excited for example, like if I'm staying at a hotel and there's a slide, I will be on the slide. I don't care if it's a kiddie slide, any kind of slide. I just love a man-made attraction like that. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a huge roller coaster person. I feel like I just get very motion sick. But like water rides, I can handle. And I had a blast. So anyway, I did that this weekend. I had quite a bit of fun on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, like every night of this weekend, we kind of had some social plans. So Sunday was a big relaxing recovery day, just because I feel like the whole weekend kind of caught up to me. So now it's a Monday when I'm recording this. And I feel like during the weekdays, I've had such a good routine and schedule. It has made me so happy that I've like created this for myself. I'll basically wake up at like 8:30, and I've been booking a workout class every day of the week. That has been something that has helped, one, my mental health so much. I just feel so good starting my day off like that. And it's funny because initially I wasn't really too much of a morning workout person, but it's kind of nice to have an excuse to get out of bed. Otherwise, I don't necessarily have anything I need to show up for. And so I would kind of just like lay around, have a slow start. And then I naturally get a lot of energy later in the day and at night. So I would just dilly-dally in the morning, and then at night is when I would finally work. But it's kind of nice to start off my day. I know I have to show up to something. I've been rotating between doing Pilates reformer classes and cycling classes, which has just been so fun. They're very different vibes. Cycle class, you're basically showing up to a dark room with fun lights, loud music, getting yelled at in the best way. And it's so fun. I feel like I'm at the club. And so it's like a win-win because I'm having so much fun. I'm also getting a good workout, getting some good social interactions. I go to Body Balance on Oahu. It's near Kakaako. And I love them so much. They have such great classes there. They offer a lot more than cycling and Pilates, but that's what I've been loving. And then on the other hand, there's Pilates Reformer, which is a lot more mellow. You're on this carriage that has springs attached to it, and you're working against the springs. You've probably seen or heard about it because I feel like it's gotten really popular lately, but it's just so fun. And I feel like that's where I'll get my good strengthening exercises and like elongating. And then cycling is pretty much just heavily cardio, and it's so fun. So I've been liking to flip-flop between those, and having that as a part of my routine, I feel like has just been setting me up to have such a good day. And then once I'm home, I'll get into whatever I need to get into for the day. I've also been working at coffee shops a lot, which has been really nice. I feel like I struggle sometimes to do work from home, so I will work from coffee shop, and that's been really nice. It holds me a little more accountable because when I'm at home, I get distracted by, oh shit, I need to do laundry. Oh, the trash needs to be taken out. Suddenly I'm on the couch watching TV for 4 hours. Like, it just doesn't work. So it helps me stay focused and stay on track. And then at night, it's nice because I've been actually cooking. What a concept. I've been actually cooking. Like, it's so nice to make meals for yourself. Who knew? I knew that. I was just always too lazy. But now that I cook for someone else too, given we switch the nights that we cook, but it's really, really nice. And I don't know, I've learned to enjoy cooking. Before, I kind of dreaded it, but now I'll either pop on a good like song or a good playlist, put on my headphones, and just do my thing, kind of romanticize cooking and the process of it and having fun with it, or just putting on a YouTube vlog and chefing it up while I watch that. And it's just been really fun. So now that my mindset has changed more with cooking and I'm not super lazy about it, I get excited about it. That has been really, really nice. And I feel like I've just been taking care of myself a lot lately in a lot of different ways, mentally and physically, and that has helped a lot. I feel like I've had a lot of shifts lately with where I'm at mentally, physically, and I'm just feeling really good. So that's kind of what's been up with me. We're ending the summer here. It's mid-August, which is kind of sad, but I had a good summer, and I always get kind of sad at the end of summer because I'm like, oh, I just love this season. But it's also different when you're an adult. Like, summer doesn't quite hit the same because when you're in school, you are working hard for like 9 months, however many months out of the year, and then you have all this time off. But when you're like an adult and you're not in school anymore and there is no such thing as like summer vacation, like you don't just take 3 months off from your job, it's a little different. But I still just love the season of summer. But I also love fall, even though we don't have seasons here. So I don't quite get to enjoy it as much as I wish I could. You know, pros and cons. I love where I live, and I do love the weather here and how it's pretty much just year-round nice out. But a part of me does wish that during September, October, November, I could get cozy and like you know, just really get into that fall spirit, fall mood with the leaves changing and the weather getting crisp. That's something that I don't want to say envy, but it's something I'm like, oh, that would be nice. But also with that, if you do live in a place that has seasons, then you get the winters. So it's like give and take, whatever. Like I was saying, fall is almost here. And although the seasons don't feel too drastically different here in Hawaii, I do love fall fashion. I can appreciate, you know, a cute little autumn look. Obviously, the wardrobe is a lot different than summer wear, and that's why I love Nuuly. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Renting from Nuuly every month lets you experience with fun fall pieces in your wardrobe without having to fully commit and dropping tons of money. So for me, considering we don't have season changes here in Hawaii, this is an ideal situation. I can wear some cute clothes, and once I'm done, I send them back. First of all, I think this is such a cool concept and idea. I know for me, my style changes. I go in and out of different vibes of what I'm feeling like I want to wear. And Nuuly is the perfect opportunity to play around with your style, see what you like, see what you don't like. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of pieces and hundreds of brands, inclusive sizing, fast and free shipping, and the option to buy the pieces that you love. It can definitely be hard to find pieces that are just right for you, but Nuuly makes it easy. They have everything you need to elevate your wardrobe for the upcoming season. So there's no more buying new pieces for every occasion. Renting from Nuuly means you get to wear more while spending less. Plus, it's fun. With Nuuly, you can get creative, experiment with new styles, and find new pieces that make you feel confident. So this is every fashion lover's dream. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code MIND20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code MIND20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly, Nuuly, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code MIND20, Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes. To get into today's episode, which I'm really excited about, I'm going to be talking about trying new things and how getting out of your comfort zone can literally change your life. So if you watched my latest YouTube video, it's called Trying New Things in My 20s. If you don't know, I have a YouTube. So if you don't know what I look like, that's a good way to find out because I vlog my life and I have been for almost a decade now. But I just recently posted that video and it's basically the whole theme of it, obviously, is trying new things. Last week, I did something new for the first time. I did a pottery wheel throwing class, which was really fun. That's something that I've wanted to do for so long. I've always really enjoyed ceramics. I did a ceramic selective my senior year of high school, and it was my favorite class. I had the best teacher, and I just had so much fun. I never got into doing pottery on the wheel, which is a lot different than just hand building. And so I was like, you know what? I want to try something new. One of my friends was doing like pottery at this place here on Oahu. And she was like, it's so fun. You should try it out. And I've been meaning to since like January, February. I just kept putting it off because I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be good at it. First of all, when it comes to trying new things, you don't have to be good at something to enjoy it. That's something that I've learned and that has literally changed my life because you don't have to not do something just because you're not good at it. Like you're not going to be good at every single thing in life. And there's going to be things that you enjoy that you're not necessarily good at. For me, one of those things is surfing. I feel like a lot of people just assume that everyone who grew up or lives on Hawaii like knows how to surf. I am not too good at it. Like I can kind of get around. I feel very comfortable in the water, but surfing is just a whole other thing to tackle. I'm not super good at it, but I really enjoy going. I love being out in the ocean. And I noticed that for a while, I didn't go for so long because I was like, I'm not good at it. What's the point? The point is that it brings you joy. So moral of that story is that you don't have to be good at something to enjoy it. So that's why I put off the whole pottery thing because I was like, I've heard it's hard, yada, yada. But I have just had this itch lately. I was just thinking to myself the other day, I was like, I haven't tried something new in so long. When was the last time I did something for the first time? When I asked myself that, I was like, wow, it's been a while. And I feel like the older you get in general, the less you kind of explore new things just because you have what you know. You've built up this repertoire of things that you like to do, things that you know how to do, and you're like, okay, well, that's that. But I feel like it's so important, especially the older you get, to continue trying new things. Learning new skills is so fun. It's something that I didn't realize I missed so much. I missed learning how to do something new. And also I just felt like there was a little hole in my life. I was like, I want a hobby. Like, I want to find something that I enjoy that has nothing to do with work or anything else. I just want to find something that I enjoy doing just for me, just for fun. So let's give pottery a try. The thing about trying new things is that you don't know until you try. And worst case scenario, you don't like it. Okay, cool. At least you tried it. Best case scenario, what if you find something you love that you wouldn't have found if you hadn't expanded, gotten out of your comfort zone, and tried something new? And so I did the pottery class. It was indeed a little difficult. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm not super natural at it, but I had so much fun. I've always seen TikToks of people doing wheel pottery, throwing on the wheel, and I've just been so enthralled by it. And it was really fun to do. I can see how it could be relaxing. There was a few other people in the studio. I took a little like private lesson, but there was a few other people in the studio who were just there that have memberships and you can kind of just go in whenever you want. They had their headphones on, probably listening to like music or a podcast. I don't know. And it just looks so relaxing. I'm like, wow, this is such a nice little thing to do. I love this. It definitely was a little jarring. I didn't realize how many things you have to think about at once because your foot's on the pedal, which controls how fast the wheel is moving. Your hands are focusing on the clay, your different hands, like one hand is, you know, a different pressure than the other hand. You're manipulating the clay. You have to keep enough water on it so the clay doesn't dry out. Like, there's so many different things. My head was like, whoa, I'm not used to this. Like, what is going on? But I ended up having so much fun and I walked out of that class with just a smile on my face. I was in the best mood the rest of the day. And I was like, I am feeling so inspired to continue trying new things. You can start small. You don't have to, you know, just go off the deep end. But I think trying new things will lead to a lot of self-discovery. You'll find new things that you love. You'll find things that you don't love. Great. Now you have that experience. And so I wanted to talk about that in today's episode, kind of getting out of your comfort zone, trying new things, and how that can just change your life. Little things like that, you never know. You can start big, you can start small, you can try new food places. I know that's something that I really want to start doing because I feel like I have a few different restaurants or types of foods that I enjoy, and I don't really break out of that bubble of trying new foods. One, because I tend to be a little bit picky. I don't want to label myself as a picky eater because once you place labels on yourself, you're just going to run with it. And it's really hard to change things about yourself or just kind of expand when you place a label on yourself, because labels can be kind of a sketchy situation because you say that you're not someone who likes swimming. So you're just like, oh, I don't like things that have to do with water. What if you liked kayaking? What if you liked sailing? What if you liked canoeing? Whatever it is, because you've labeled yourself as someone who just doesn't like swimming, so you write off everything that has to do with water, you know, you're not necessarily getting like wet during those sports. It's like there's just different things you cut yourself. I don't know if that was a great example, whatever. There's different things you cut off yourself, you cut yourself off from when you place labels on yourself. And so that's been something I've been super mindful about in any aspect of my life. Labeling myself as certain things, labeling myself as someone who doesn't like to cook. I had that label on myself for so long. And then once I finally broke out of that, I was like, oh, I'm placing labels on myself, and labels are limitations. I feel like with the way the human brain works and how closely related, like what you tell yourself becomes your truth, it's so tied into each other. Once you start saying these things about yourself, you kind of just run with it. And it's really hard to break out of that cycle. So be wary about the labels that you tell yourself that you are, because you can change them. So anyway, back to what I was saying about being a picky eater. That's something I've been trying to expand on and kind of tell myself that I'm open to exploring new foods. Stop saying you're a picky eater because you're never going to try anything other than chicken tenders, Caesar salad, and French fries. Like, if you keep telling that to yourself. And I've been trying to break out of that more and more. And that's something I really want to do. I feel like that's a small way to try new things. Try a new restaurant. Try a new cuisine of food. You never know what you're going to like. And like I said, worst case scenario, you don't like it. Okay, now you know. Now you know more about yourself, which is a great thing. So that's what's next on my bucket list to tackle with trying new things. I want to explore some new restaurants in my area. I live in town now. And now that I live in the city of Honolulu, there's a lot more options here. And I haven't really explored too many of them, but I want to be someone who's like, oh, you like this kind of food? I have this recommendation or this recommendation. So that's kind of what's on my agenda next for trying new things. I feel like the last time, now that I'm thinking about it, the last time I tried something new, it was Pilates, which I just talked about. And it's funny, I'm talking about it now in the beginning of this episode. I'm talking about how much I love it. I did not like it at first. Like, I was very resistant towards trying because it was just brand new to me. It was so different than anything I had ever done. I've never done that kind of workout before. I've done yoga before, and that wasn't something that I ever got super into. I did like it, but I tried it enough times where I was like, okay, I don't think this is my thing. So I didn't go back. And now I know that, which is great. But in the moment when I think that was like 4 years ago, that was before 2020. I remember going to yoga classes with my dad, actually. He was trying it too. And we went for a little bit. And I feel like something that I have been working on is giving myself a chance with things. I don't want to give something one shot and then just base my whole opinion off of that. I gave it a few tries. I think I did it for a few months. Not super often, but like a few times over the course of a couple of months. And I feel like I gave it enough time where I was like, okay, I don't think this is my thing. Cool. And so I kind of thought Pilates was a very similar thing to it. But reformer Pilates, you're on this machine, you're on this carriage, like I was explaining. So it's a lot different than just regular Pilates, I think, just because it has that different aspect to it. And it's something I wanted to try for so long, but I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be good at it. What if I look stupid? First of all, and this is something I've been drilling into my head, do not let the fear of looking stupid hold you back. One, most of the time, you don't even look stupid, you just feel stupid. I get it, I've been there. But if you don't try new or different things because you're scared of how you'll look doing it, you're holding yourself back from so much. And so I finally gave it a shot. I went for one or two times and I was like, I don't know if I like this. It's hard. I'm not built for this, whatever excuse I was giving myself. But I was like, I'm going to try a few more times and we'll see. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a fair shot. I'm going to go a few more times. I ended up going more and I was like, wait a damn minute. This is really fun. I really like this. And so I found this whole new workout for myself that I almost didn't do because I was placing these limitations on myself and my mind was just like, nah, but I pushed through that. And now I found something that I love so, so much. And so that just proves to me that it's always good to try something new, try something different, give it a shot. I think something that holds a lot of us back, me included, is the comfort zone. The comfort zone is not necessarily a bad place. I know people are always like, get out of your comfort zone. But like, there's certain areas in your life where it's good to have a level of coziness, obviously. But then if you take it too far, it can get to a point where you're just staying in that and everything kind of just stays status quo, which everyone's different. If you are so happy with where you're at, that's great. I feel that in different aspects of my life. But there's certain aspects where I want to get out of my comfort zone. I want to try new things. I want to just build on myself and learn more. And so getting out of that can be really hard to push yourself to do that, to take that leap. But if this year has taught me anything, it's that getting out of your comfort zone will change your life. And it doesn't mean it's always going to be easy. There's been different things that I've tried, different things that I've done this year that were difficult or just, you know, a little bit harder to do. And I just came out with new lessons. Something that I have noticed in my life is how much more I feel connected to myself because I've gotten out of my comfort zone and tried different things and said yes to more things. I feel like one, it built so much more confidence within myself. I was like, wow, I have the ability to do these things. And that built this kind of fire in me that was like, okay, what else? How else can I build on this? And two, I felt more connected to myself in a way where it was like, I feel like because I've done different things and new things, I'm learning more about myself throughout that process. And it was just huge for my self-discovery. Getting out of my comfort zone has led to a lot of discovery within myself that has been so life-changing for me. And I feel so connected to who I am a lot more than I was before, which is such a good feeling because for a while I just didn't, but the more experiences that I've had, good and bad, have started to shape me more and just led to me learning more about myself. And that has just been single-handedly one of my favorite things about this year so far. So to kind of break that down, one of the bigger things that I had the opportunity to get more into this year was different opportunities that used to scare the shit out of me and that I would have said no to, like modeling opportunities. I used to be really uncomfortable and stiff in front of the camera, given I was younger and stuff. But that's something for me that was just always so hard to tackle, whether I was just not confident in myself or scared to do it, scared what other people would think. I started saying yes to more, and this year I got so many different opportunities because I got out of my comfort zone of doing things. One of those things was earlier this year in Australia when I went to shoot for the bikini collection that I co-designed with my friend Hannah for Kulani Kinis. It's called Ocean Athletica. It's really cute. It's still available on kulanikinis.com if you want to check it out. But we were in Australia doing the photo shoot, like the campaign shoot for that collection. And that was one of the most reaffirming weeks of my life because I just remember there was a time where I felt really uncomfortable in my own body. And so modeling in swimsuits just like amplified that. And I would just always feel a little bit self-conscious. And I've done a lot of work on that. And so this was the first time in a while that I've done like a huge photo shoot, like a bikini shoot like that in swimsuits that previously I felt uncomfortable in because of like my own, you know, just like body dysmorphia, whatever it was. And it was crazy to feel myself grow in that way. Because, for example, I remember there was a bottom style, like a bikini bottom style that I modeled last year. Not modeled last year, but I got gifted last year. And I remember putting it on and I was just like, oh my gosh, like I don't feel comfortable in my own skin. And I would just start to spiral. And I wore that same style again this year, given I was in front of cameras and other people. And it wasn't even about my body had changed, but my mindset had changed. How I looked at myself changed. My confidence level changed so much. And I put on those bottoms and I was just flashed back to that moment where I felt so insecure in them. And I felt so proud of myself in that moment because I was like, it's not even that I look that different. I just feel different. And that made the world of a difference. There were periods in my life where being around other people who were smaller than me and like being in swimsuits was really hard for me just because I wear a size large in swimsuits. And a lot of my friends are on the smaller side and like they wear a size small. And so growing up, it was just a weird feeling because all my other friends would be able to share their swimsuits or their clothes with each other because they fit the same stuff. And I was always just like the one person who couldn't do that and like couldn't really share clothes, which was definitely like a weird feeling growing up. That played a big role in like, you know, just different things that I went through mentally with that kind of stuff. And I can talk about my whole journey with body confidence and my experiences with how I see myself and how I've grown from that because I'm in such a polar opposite place in that now in another episode because we're kind of getting a little off topic here, but like, it's fine if we get off topic. Who's gonna stop me? Not me. But it just felt so good this year because when we were shooting the campaign, we had other like models with us who were shooting the e-com. E-com is e-commerce. So for like website photos, stuff like that. And they were beautiful, beautiful girls, you know, just like bikini models. So being in a room with them, I just felt like empowered and inspired. I didn't feel like out of place or anything where I feel like before, if I was in that situation, it would have made me just feel weird. And so that whole experience in Australia shooting this collection was huge for me. And it meant so much to me because it just proved to me how much I had come, how far of along, it just showed me how far I've come with all of that. And so that experience was really meant a lot to me. And it just kind of showed me, I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to start saying yes to more. In the past, I was scared to do these kinds of things. And I started welcoming new opportunities. I posted a few vlogs and like Instagram stuff about it, but I also got the opportunity to model for Hollister this year, which is so wild because I grew up wearing Hollister. I love Hollister to this day still. And it's just stuff like that that used to be so out of my comfort zone. I'm not like a traditional model. I'm not really like signed to an agency or anything. Just being around other people who are like actual signed models, have experience. At first, the thought really scared me, but I was like, I'm just going to keep doing these things because it's going to build my confidence so much. And the more I'm resistant to getting out of my comfort zone, just the more I'm going to push away from myself. And so I feel like I've put out that energy for myself this year, and it has just been so life-changing. And outside of stuff like that, stuff that has to do with what I do for a living, which is social media, which is why I got to have these opportunities. Even on a personal level, I feel like I've grown so much this year because I've pushed myself out of my comfort zone. One, with making new friends and making new connections. I used to be really resistant towards that. I, for so long, was in this little bubble of mine, and I had a really hard time meeting new people. A lot of that came from, I had pretty bad social anxiety, like in social situations. If you have that, you know what it feels like, but my pulse would start racing and I just feel like I would stumble over my words and just get super nervous and just so in my head. I've worked a lot on that this year, and I feel like because of that, I've gotten to meet really cool people. I've made a few really good new friends this year that if I wasn't in the position I am now, I wouldn't have put myself out there like that a year ago to make these new friends. And thinking about it, I'm like, I would have been missing out on amazing friendships because I was just in this bubble of mine. And it's interesting. I think this will happen for you at different points in your life. I know for me, when I wasn't feeling how I'm feeling now, like, you know, I'm talking about it because I've come out of this a lot. And I'm like on the other side of it, of being open to things, saying yes to things, kind of welcoming different energies and new experiences into my life. I know what it's like to be on the other side of that. And I know it's not just this simple, like, okay, cool, I'm going to do that. Like, I freaking get it. So if you're not quite there yet, I don't want you to feel bad because I was there very recently. And I think it happens for everyone at different points. Like, whatever triggers these kinds of events to happen for you, it'll happen when it's meant to happen for you. I promise you that. I think the best thing you can do is kind of just welcome it. And instead of pushing things away, just let things come, let things go. Things that were new, things that were different for me, and change in general used to be very scary for me. And it was also just scary knowing that change is one of the only constant things in life. If there's one thing you can count on, is that things are going to change. And we just have no control out of that because a lot of it is stuff that's, you know, just out of our control, out of our reach. Things that happen around us, things that happen to us, we have no power over. And so instead of just being like so hyperfixated on that, being like, oh, I don't have control over these, kind of just letting things be has helped so much for me personally. And just knowing that, you know what, change is going to come and change is good. It's not necessarily always super easy at first to face change, but over time, I feel like you learn how to deal with it better. And now I'm kind of at a point where I get excited when things change. In my head, I kind of frame it like, okay, things are cool. Things are changing. We're flipping a page and a new chapter is starting. And seeing it as an exciting thing has helped so much. Like, framing how I see it has just made a huge difference, obviously, because your mind plays a huge role in your life and how you feel. And so a mindset change, a mindset shift can really change how you see things and how you feel about things. So all that being said, now that I've given a little bit of a pep talk and like my personal experience with this, this is your homework. And there's no timeline for this homework. I'm not like other teachers. I'm not going to put a due date on things. But if there's been something you've been wanting to try, a new thing you've wanted to experience, maybe it's a new restaurant you wanted to try, a new place you wanted to go, a new activity that you wanted to do, a person you wanted to reach out to and see if you can make a connection with them, I inspire you to do it and see what happens from it. Like I said before, if worse comes to worse, you don't like what you try or what you do, or you don't make like a lifelong best friend out of a person you want to meet or a person you want to get to know more, now you have that experience and now you know. And you don't have to live with like these questions in your mind of, oh, what if I did this? What if I did that? Instead of having all these what ifs, just try it. Just do it. You don't know what you don't know until you do know. And you have to put yourself out there to kind of figure that out. And best case scenario, you find something that you love. And either way, that's a new experience under your belt. And life is all about just having new experiences. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Take whatever resonates best with you. Hopefully you're feeling inspired. Sometimes you just need to hear it from someone else to kind of just go ahead and do it. You know, you need a little pep talk. So hopefully this was that for you. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for spending time with me. I love you. I will talk to you next week. And that was Everything on My Mind. Thank you.